This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, Twins baseball is back. It was a little bit delayed, but it's back. Welcome into Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins after the season opener today. They drop it to the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3. We are taking your reaction. We're taking your phone calls probably into the top of the hour. We've got, 30, 40 minutes tonight. 651-461-9226. That number again, whether if you want to call in or if you want to send a message on the text line, 651-461-9226. So the first point that I want to make tonight is about your starting pitcher, Pablo Lopez, your ace, who I'm a Pablo Lopez fan. Pablo today went 5 innings. He gave up 8 hits, 4 runs, 2 of them earned. He didn't walk anybody. Struck out 3 batters on 87 pitches. But there's something that I have to get off my chest today, tonight, about Pablo. As much as I love Pablo Lopez, as much as Pablo Lopez is the ace, he's the best pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, there's something that has to happen with Pablo this year for this team to even have a chance. And it's not the simple he has to pitch like an ace. There's something that Pablo has done, not just last year, but even also the year before, that he has to tighten up. There's something that he has to do. And what Pablo Lopez has to do is that when he has situations, jams, where when he is one out away, when he is one strike away, he has to get out that jam. He has to get out of that situation. He has to get to the dugout. Pablo Lopez, many times, has had situations where he is one out away from getting out of a jam, and he's not able to get to the dugout without some sort of bleeding, without giving up some sort of home run, without giving up some sort of hit. And I'm not saying that good pitchers or great pitchers aren't going to give up runs or that they're not going to give up hits. But when you have been a part of an organization that at times has struggled to score runs and consistently has had issues with injuries and guys coming in and out of the lineup, when you are the ace, when you got the contract extension, you got to get to the dugout. And we saw that happen today, okay? In that situation, specifically, was in the second inning. He gives up the single early. He gets a runner out on a pop-up. Then another hit, the next hitter after that, grounded out to second. So now you've got a runner on third base. There's two men out. Two outs. You're already trailing by a run. And Newbar's at the plate, and he was the guy that scored in the first inning. You got to get him out. I know he had a good day at the plate, but you got to get out of that jam. There's been way too many two-out hits. You're just a strike away from getting to the dugout. In that position, he gives up the home run. Now you're trailing 3-0, and then you get Contreras with a swinging strikeout. So I'm not sitting here, and I'm not down on Pablo. All I'm saying is what we've seen from him with that in that regard, last year and the year before, he's got to nip that in the bud this year.
Yeah, and I think that just goes to show that when you're a guy like a Paul Skenes or Tarik Skubal or Chris Sale, you've got one definitive pitch that you know you can go to kind of in that spot. I don't know if Pablo's got that pitch. Pablo's got a really nice arsenal, but I don't know that he's got that go-to pitch, kind of that, you know, rear back, and this is the one that I know that I can count on. But you're right. When you're talking about those two out and the two strike, it's because, you know, it was that Newtbar home run with two outs that extended the lead to 3-0.
Yes.
It was the Herrera single, you know, in the third with two outs. And it's funny because we talk about the two out issues that the Twins have had in terms of scoring runs. But when you flip it around, I think that's something that...
It's been a bugaboo for Pablo.
It has been a bugaboo.
Yeah, and he's got to do a better job with that this year. So I don't think that anybody out there listening to Final Pitch right now would dispute that. And I'm not down on Pablo. It's one game. But that has got to get shored up. That has got to be something that cannot happen time and time again. And also, let's just go ahead and throw it out there, okay, after game one. What is the other thing that Pablo has had some issues with? Pablo has had issues with the fact, Chris, that oftentimes in the early innings, he's throwing way too many pitches.
Yeah, 20.
You cannot have a lot of those 20-pitch innings. You can't have it this year.
No, especially early in the game. 26 pitches to get through the first inning. Sonny Gray had six. Six compared to 26. And, I mean, he settled down, but it's a repetitive thing. I don't think there's any reason to be worried.
No, I'm not.
But it is a...
But I'm calling it on the first day because that is something that's been problematic. It gets the team overall in trouble, and he's got to get into a different mode. Okay?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I don't know if that's a mindset. Again, you figure that with Pablo Lopez, he's comfortable with how to pitch. The guy knows how to pitch. So it's not a matter of not knowing what he needs to do, but there's just something in the execution and just getting behind guys, and batters are battling a little bit more, and he has to push through a little bit more.
The other thing that has to happen this year, okay, and it's been a pattern the last couple of years, the offense has to scratch across some runs when you have runners in scoring position. We know that is the part of the game with Major League Baseball. That is how you win baseball games. But specifically, today, we had it again. It was the top of the second. After you're trailing 1-0, they had bases loaded with one out. Jose Miranda was not able to come through. I know that Harrison Bader had the home run, but both those guys were not able to get a hit. You got to get a hit in that position. We cannot have another season of bases loaded, one out, and you're not getting runs.
It's funny because, when Larnach led off with the single, Franch with the single, then you're like, okay, bases loaded. And in my mind, I'm thinking this is a perfect way because we talked about the difference in approach. And, granted, some of those pitches by Sonny Gray, they're very good. They're very good. I mean, Sonny Gray, you talk about the arsenal, and Chris and Danny talked about it, the arsenal that Pablo Lopez has. Sonny Gray has a very good pitch selection.
Yes.
But Jose Miranda, at that point, you can't go down looking. Like, you have to at least, again, try and put the ball in play. But once you got to that, it's kind of like you only have a limited amount of opportunities each game. And that was definitely an opportunity missed, especially when you look and you're like, man, that I could have changed the complexion of the game. Put the ball in play, even though St. Louis has a great defensive team, at least, you know, so far through game one. But those are just mistakes you got to clean up.
So Pablo Lopez today goes 5 innings, gives up 8 hits, 4 runs, 2 of them earned, no walks, 3 strikeouts. He gave up the home run to Newt Barr, and that was 87 pitches for him today. Sonny Gray, former Twin, he got the win. He goes 5 innings, gives up 4 hits, a couple of earned runs. He walked 2 batters, but he struck out 6 on 77 pitches. The ERA for both pitchers today, the same. 3.60. The bottom line is Twins, as an offense, got to do better with runners in scoring position. And secondly, Pablo Lopez is going to have to get out of jams, specifically when he has 2 outs, and get to that dugout. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take our first break. Love to get your reaction. Love to get your phone calls. And we'll do that next year on Final Pitch. All right, welcome back to Final Pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins fall in the season opener tonight to the St. Louis Cardinals, 5-3. Taking your reaction on Final Pitch the entire season, and we start tonight with one of our favorites. Her name is Kelly Mattson in Maple Grove. How you doing, Kelly?
Well, hello. I'm actually in Sibley now.
Oh, you're in Sibley. Okay, so before you say anything, Kelly, I was concerned, and I was like, man, I haven't heard from Kelly Mattson in a long
yeah,
time.
Well, is she doing okay?
Yes, I was. No, I was wondering how you were doing. I'm glad that you called in, and this is your time of year anyway because you love Twins baseball. But specifically. Yeah. I want to thank you because you did send me a letter, and I had not forgot about you. I hadn't forgot about you, but I just hadn't got to sending you a letter back. But I'm glad that you called in. But what's going to have to happen now is after we're done talking here, Chris is going to have to put you on hold because I got to get your new information so I can send you a letter back.
All right.
Okay. All right. So. But what is your Twins take?
Well, Pablo spoiled my birthday on Tuesday. So,
your birthday was this week?
I'm going to have to tell. Well, it was a Tuesday, so I'm 41. I just turned 41.
Oh, well hold on, Kelly. Kelly, I want to wish you a happy birthday. It's actually a happy
belated. Thank you very much.
It's actually a happy belated birthday. But hold on, Chris, we might as well. On the count of three, we might as well sing happy birthday to Kelly. All right,
okay.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kelly. Happy birthday to you. And we know how old you are because you just said.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, so you're a little bit frustrated because you said that Pablo Lopez ruined your birthday.
Yeah. Well, as I said, I'm in Fridley now, so I'm a little bit closer to the Anoka Metro.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hold on. Time out. Did you say Fridley or Sibley?
Fridley.
Fridley. Okay.
Yeah. It's more on the Coon Rapids side. It's more on the between the
No.
And Fridley.
I was just in Coon Rapids yesterday. So
yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna put you on hold real quick. Hey, Chris, go ahead and get Kelly's information, and because I need to send her some correspondence back. I love the listening audience. I appreciate the people that call in, the people that listen every single night, and it's another Twins baseball season, so I'm going to have to at least get back to Kelly at some point. But now, to get back to what Kelly was talking about, she said that her birthday was ruined by Pablo Lopez. The opening segment, I was not trying to sit here and say that Pablo Lopez is not a good pitcher anymore. He's not an ace. He's not a good... None of that. All I'm trying to point out is that this year is going to have to be different with regards to Pablo Lopez. That when you look at Pablo Lopez, those situations when he is that close to getting out of a jam, when he is that close to getting to the dugout, whether it's one strike away or one out away, he's got to get that done. That is on him. That is why he got the contract extension, is because we believe that Pablo, or at least the Twins believe, that Pablo's that guy. I know that Pablo believes he's that guy. I believe that he's that guy. So that has to change for Pablo this year. And then the other part about it, too, is that these guys, they got to scratch and run those runs when they get those bases loaded situations. You cannot continue to strand runners on base. That has to change. 651-461-9226. Is there another caller? I don't see it on the screen, so tell me who's calling.
It's your guy, Jeff from Sauk Rapids.
Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What you got,
here
Jeff?
We are. Hey, I tell you what. Pablo has got everything it takes. The pitches, the ability, the whole works. It's in his head. He's not a gunfighter. Sandy Koufax is a gunfighter. Dave Stewart. Jeff Reardon.
So you think that? So hold on, Jeff. Hold on a second, Jeff. Jeff, you're saying that you believe that Pablo Lopez does not have the ability to shut the faucet off.
He just can't get into a good down knockdown drag out fight.
Ooh,
he can't do it.
I don't know if I'm ready to say that.
Well, I don't know. He's got all the other abilities. He's got all the weapons in his pitching. It just seems that he just, when it comes right down to the end of it, he just can't get into a damn hard fight.
And look, I'll be honest with you, and thanks for the phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids. Based on what we've seen from Pablo, Jeff's more right than I am. Do I think that Pablo has it in him? Yes. But based on past performance, Jeff makes a good point. I think Pablo's got the ability, though. I think he's got the makeup, the mental makeup specifically, to get it done.
Oh, I think he does, too. I think he's definitely got it. It's just a matter of being able to execute in those. I don't doubt the mental makeup at all. It's just a matter of executing those pitches in a little bit more consistent fashion.
Yeah, I just, that part's got to change. And the runners in scoring position and stranding runners, that ultimately has to change. It has to.
I think I'm more frustrated with the runners in scoring position tonight and just the Miranda at-bat, because we've been talking about this at nauseam, it seems like, for the past couple of years. And now you completely change your coaching staff. And you still end up the same thing, and you're like, okay, well, what's changed? And I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I completely understand. But it's just one of those, you're like, you just need to change the perception of this team when it comes to executing in those spots.
The other thing that should be pointed out and noted before we head to another break is that, and this is not rocket science here, the Twins are not going to win a bunch of games when Matt Wallner, Carlos Correa, and Byron Buxton go hitless. That's your top three batters. If that's happening and they're going 0 for 4 all the time, you're not going anywhere.
No, you're not. And I do look at Matt Wallner kind of, I understand why, because they were talking about, wanting to get him that extra at-bat. We are in a day and age where you don't have that prototypical leadoff hitter, right? You don't have the Vince Coleman. You don't have the Ricky Henderson. You don't have the guy who's going to steal you 60 to 70 bases. You've got, Austin Wells is a catcher for the New York Yankees. He batted leadoff today, hit a home run. Remember Jason Kendall, catcher for the Pittsburgh Pirates, batted leadoff. I look at Matt Wallner, and I see that the Twins want him to be their version of Kyle Schwarber. That the Phillies have. Just a guy that you know can hit the ball out of the ballpark, but that also can draw some walks and just get yourself on base. You don't have to be the fastest guy. It's just more about on-base percentage and being able to just keep the lineup churning more so than speed.
651-461-9226. Your reaction, your thoughts. Twins fall in the opener 5-3 to the Cardinals, and this is Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, Final Pitch, News Talk, 830 WCCO. Twins fall tonight 5-3. Final segment of Final Pitch. Twins off tomorrow. So we've got a full Lake show. More Twins reaction tomorrow night.
Yeah, I got to sleep this one off. This one hurts.
It don't hurt that bad.
Well, dude, you're looking up at the White Sox in the standings.
So are the Royals. They lost?
Yeah, but those are two American League Central teams. I mean, we're worse than the White Sox, Lake.
No, we're not. It's like you're being ridiculous.
Makes me sad.
This is a terrible take.
Hey, scoreboard.
Terrible take. 651-461.
Full of those.
9226. We got Joe Ryan on the mound on Saturday. I'm damn near ready to guarantee a victory. Let's go to my baseball boo, Karen in Northeast. How you doing, Karen?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I wish the Twins had a won, but we'll be fine.
That would have been nice, wouldn't it?
It would have been great.
Yeah, what really bothers me is Miranda going down, not even swinging at that pitch. You know, with bases loaded, one out. We can't do that. I mean, I know it's only the first game.
Yeah, but Chris mentioned that. Yep.
Yeah, but we just can't do that. So absolutely not.
The other thing, Karen, though, real quick, sorry to cut you off, but I said this the entire, like, leading up to the season in spring training, is that one of the young guys has to step up and progress. Like, we cannot have a season where, and Trevor Larnach was awesome today with a couple of hits.
Yes, he was.
But you got to get something out of Wallner. Remember, Wallner was very, very slow to start last year, and he had to be sent down. Jose Miranda,
yes,
I thought was decent last year. But you can't get a bunch of slow starts from a lot of the young guys.
No, we need them to do their, you know, they need to be whatever. They need to hit. You know, and Brooks Lee, I don't know if you remember when I told you that story. When I was down for for spring training,
he's the one that
gave the bat to that little guy that gave me a baseball so I could have signatures.
Oh, that's awesome.
Brooks Lee. Yeah, it was very cool. So, yeah, I wanted to thank you for mentioning me, too. My sister told me you mentioned me when all that other crazy stuff went on with you and Chris.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. We appreciate the listening audience. Like, you're part of the family. That's the beauty of radio, is that people that you've met and people that you will never meet, you're able to have great conversations with them, and you're able to just enjoy this thing that we, you know, this lovely thing that we like to call radio.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was very sweet of you, too, to sing Kelly happy birthday.
Oh, yeah. Kelly's awesome. And by the way, Jan in Greenwood, she says to Kelly, happy birthday, Kelly. So we're all showing Kelly some birthday love.
Yes, you tell her happy birthday for me, too.
I'm sure that you just said it, so she's listening right now. All right, was there anything in particular beyond the Miranda, you know, striking out looking that kind of ticked you off today, or was it Pablo?
Pablo.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, he had a balk, and he had a wild,
Hold on, I'm glad you brought that up. I didn't think that was a balk.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I'm dead serious.
I didn't see it. And even more
Nolan Perkins, when they showed the second and third replay, they looked at it and they said, I'm not sure about that. I didn't think it was a balk. That's just me.
Okay.
Based on all players.
Yeah, and I didn't see it, so.
All right. Well, are you going to be at the Astro series?
Oh, yes. I'm absolutely going to be at the opener for sure. And maybe I'll take in the rest because I can. So.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the phone call from Karen in Northeast. I know that we'll be talking to Karen in Northeast the entire season. But thank you, text line, for having my back and putting Chris in his place. We're not worse than the White Sox. We just didn't win. Thank you. That's real talk. This guy over here just hating on the Twins. You're such a hater, man. Don't be a hater, dude.
They should call them the Win Sox. That's what they should call them because that's all they do is win.
You want to put some money on the White Sox versus the Twins this year? Who's got more wins?
Not right now.
I bet you $1,000 right now.
Oh, we're talking about like as of today? Who's got more wins?
No. At the end of the season, who's going to have more wins?
Oh, no. I'm going a one-game sample size.
No.
No, see?
That's not how it works.
Yeah,
that's not how betting works. Betting doesn't work where you make a wager after games are done. That's not how it works.
I believe the term is pick and choose.
I mean, you've got a one-game lead. So, I mean, you're talking noise and you got a lead.
I know.
You still don't want to make the bet?
We got to take it. I'm not going to put it on the board yet.
Hey, I'm going to treat you like a Republican. It's a yes or no question.
Well, I'm going to answer like a Republican, and I'm going to change my answer, and then I'm going to blame it on somebody else.
All right, 651-461-9226. We're having fun here on a losing night, a losing opener for the Minnesota Twins, having some fun, some political nonsense talk. But in all seriousness, it's going to be fun to see Joe Ryan back on the mound. Joe Ryan is, how do I put this? Of all of the young athletes in Minnesota that are not stars, he is my favorite. No, I'm dead serious because Kirill's a star. Anthony Edwards is a star. I mean, he is my favorite. Justin Jefferson is a star. He's not in that tier. He's in a lower tier than those other guys because he hasn't reached that level yet. But I think that he is going to be a spectacular pitcher for this organization. He's already good.
Yeah.
I think he has the makings of being really good.
To me, Joe Ryan is the entire key to this pitching staff. I think from 1 to 5, Joe Ryan has the best stuff on the staff. And I think he's just not your opening day starter. Well, he was your opening day starter before you acquired Pablo Lopez. But I think that Joe Ryan, the pressure is off. Because Pablo's your vet. Joe Ryan can just be Joe Ryan, but I expect big things out of him this year.
I think it's great. You bring up a great point because I think it's great that he's the number two because the pressure's not on him like that.
Yeah, and I think we saw that. Well, I mean, you got him in that Nelson Cruz trade, and
yes,
when you're part of a trade for somebody like Nelson Cruz, there's obviously going to be some pressure.
I still can't believe we got him in the Nelson Cruz trade.
I know, and then Nelson Cruz
at the end of his career, we got Joe Ryan.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And I mean, hey, Nelson Cruz, we're going to see him next week. Throwing out first pitch.
Oh.
You know,
I got a little bit down when because I just thought about Diana.
Yeah,
that was her boo. You talking about somebody that would love to see Nelson Cruz throw out the first pitch? Diana's watching from heaven. I know you're looking for the soundbite from Diana. I know. Thank you, Diana. That's a great button bar. Play that one more time, please. Oh, I love it. God bless Diana. Rest in peace to her. All right, that's going to wrap up Final Pitch. We got a full show tomorrow night. Twins are back in action on Saturday. And, yes, Joe Ryan will be on the mound with the 1:15 first pitch. Talk to you guys tomorrow night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.